Okay, so the learning today should be a schus and also a schus for an Elin Neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Ben Chaim Menachem Ben Zion. And it should be a schus for Fuhr Shlema, Chaimdoi Ben Minarachel, Chanalei Abashain Rachel, and Abadati Ben Peril. And a schus for all those in Makam Sakana and insist on those risking their lives to protect it. So we continue now. We're in Perek Tes, page 43, where he's going to talk about how Gaiva, one of the repercussions of gaiva is that a person forgets his learner for his learning, not just that he can't learn further, but that even the learning, the limud that he already accomplished, he starts to forget. So he says here, he says like this: Gama miskash rechiach tamudai. Someone who is arrogant forgets his learning. Like we say in Maseches Pesachim, if someone is haughty, then if he's a wise person, his chachma leaves him. And the Gemara learns it from the story of Hillel HaZaken, who teased the B'nai B'Seira that they forgot. He was trying to teach them a lesson. So they forgot a certain halacha. They misled Klal Yisrael, I believe was the story. And Hillel teased them. And the Gemara says that because of this slight, whatever, on Hillel's level, the slight aspect of Yahara, of arrogance, caused him to forget the halacha. And the Iyan Yaakov points out on that Gemara that anyone who is a Baal Gaiva, even if it's someone as great as Hillel, who was tremendously humble in all aspects of his life, but he's going to forget his learning if he has if he demonstrates this midah. Or Masechtas Tainus and Masechtas Tainus, it says Lama Nimshlu Devei Torah L'Mayim. Why is Torah compared to water? Ma Mayim Manichim Makom Gavoah V'Yordan L'Makom Namoch. Because water always flows to the lowest a point. So just like water leaves a higher level to go to a lower level, so too a person. So Chaim Volozhin takes this a step further. He says not only is someone who is humble going to be successful because he's able to lower himself and learn from others, but the very fact that he is an anav will cause him to be successful. And Reb Chaim says that it's like you have two kelim, you have two, let's say, cups. So two cups, they both have the same circumference on the outside, but one cup is thicker than the other. If a cup is thicker, then it can hold less liquid because there's more substance made up of the keli. If it's thinner, then it can hold more water, again, assuming that the outside is the same. So Reb Chaim says a person who makes himself like thin walls of a cup is able to retain more. If he's able to retain more, then he's able to be more successful in his learning. And Reb Chaim adds that not only will you not be able to add, which is something that we said, not only are you not going to be able to add to your learning, but even the learning you already have, you're going to forget, because the pasuk says v'rab levavecha v'shachachta, that you'll become haughty and you'll forget, meaning that you're going to forget your learning. And Moshe Rabbeinu, the pasuk says v'ish Moshe anav mikol adam. From here we see that all of Moshe Rabbeinu's greatness and his kedusha, what did it all come from? It all stemmed from Va'ish Moshe Anav, that his anivus is what led Moshe Rabbeinu to be the person that he became. And Reb Chaim says something which sounds almost crazy. He says if someone today would be as humble as Moshe Rabbeinu was, he would be as successful in learning. It goes hand in hand. The more anivus you have, the more you able to soak up Torah. So it has nothing to do with a person's intellectual capabilities, how smart you are, the gifts that Hashem gave you. It has to do with the level of anivus that a person is holding. That's how successful he'll be in learning. Back upstairs, he says, "Oy sham ein divrei Torah miskaimen elam lemisha daita shvala love." That words of Torah are not retained except by someone who has a humble mind. Okay, and he says here that the Tosfos adds that the pasuk says about the Torah loy b'shamayim. So loy b'shamayim, they darshan not only that the Torah is not in Shemayim, but also that the Torah is not in someone who believes that they are a Shemayim compared to others, meaning that they are better than others, that they are smarter than others. And the Drashas Ranach says, why did Tosfos find it necessary to quote another Gemara that says the same concept as the Gemara in Tainus? So he says here that he wants to show you that the Gemara is pointing out that the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Why? Because the Gemara Erevin says that because Beis Hillel was more humble and more friendly, more open, so therefore the halacha was like them. So Tosfos is trying to show you that not only in areas of halacha, but in all areas of Torah, the very fact that you have anivus is going to allow a person to retain more Torah. So I just want to end off here with a piece from Rav Shmuel Birnbaum. He says here about the story of Korach, that Korach, the Medrash tells us that Korach asked Moshe Rabbeinu a whole bunch of shailas. He asked Moshe Rabbeinu halachic shailas, trying to get into the nitty-gritty. So Rav Shmuel asks, what was the purpose of asking these questions? Well, he was trying to poke fun at Moshe Rabbeinu. So he answers that what was Korach's main accusation against Moshe? That Moshe, you weren't appointed by Hashem. You are taking the malchus for yourself, and that's why you're appointing your brother to be the Kohen Gadol, and you're basically doling out responsibility and kavod to your family, but really Hashem didn't appoint you. Essentially, he was accusing Moshe Rabbeinu of being a Baal Gaiva, of basically holding himself out to be better than everyone else, and he's giving orders to the rest of the nation. So Korach was going to make the point by showing that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know intricacies of halacha, because as we're saying now, the whole concept that we're saying now is if you're a Baal Gaiva, you're not going to be able to learn, be successful in your learning. So if he could show that Moshe Rabbeinu was not successful in his learning, that he wasn't familiar with certain halachas, then that would prove his point that Moshe Rabbeinu was not an Anav, like he was holding himself out to be, but rather he was really a Baal Gaiva and he wasn't appointed, and that was his motivation. Again, you see here another lesson that someone who is a Baal Gaiva is not going to be successful in his learning.